welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 11th comes from Leviticus 15. Leviticus 15 underscores the fact that the theology of cleanness wasn't always something to do with outright sinfulness or even abnormal disease. In fact, there were routine ways in which all Israelites were counted to be unclean at regular intervals through normal and even perfectly healthy bodily functions. So, in Leviticus 15, we see a range of possibilities for being rendered ceremonially unclean. Any man who had a discharge, that is, probably from some kind of infection, according to Leviticus 15, verses 2 through 3, or an emission of semen, whether through a nocturnal emission or through intercourse, according to Leviticus 15, verses 16 through 18, or anyone who came into contact with such a man, according to Leviticus 15, verses 4 through 12, was thereby unclean. Or, whenever a woman menstruated, or if she had a discharge of blood not related to menstruation, that woman was unclean until she was healed. And again, if anyone came into any contact whatsoever with such a woman, according to Leviticus 15, verses 19 through 27, that person was also rendered unclean. Just as a normal, healthy childbirth made a woman unclean until she went through the appropriate purification process, as we saw in Leviticus 12, so also normal bodily functions, like discharges from infection, and healthy bodily functions, like semen emission and menstruations, would leave Yahweh's people unclean until purified. Nowhere is there any suggestion that these people had specifically sinned in some way, but listen to the reason Yahweh gives as to why he would insist on such thorough precautions in Leviticus 15, verse 31. Thus you shall keep the people of Israel separate from their uncleanness, lest they die in their uncleanness by defiling my tabernacle that is in their midst. The principle was simple. The corruption of the fall was contagious, so the Israelites had to prevent any of that corruption from defiling Yahweh or his tabernacle. This theology helps us to understand better the story of the woman who suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years, as we read about in Matthew 9. This woman was unclean because of her discharge, and so she should have kept her distance from Jesus. Nevertheless, she reached out to touch the fringe of his garment, and immediately she was healed, according to Matthew 9, verses 20 and 21. Jesus might have been offended that the woman would touch him in her uncleanness. She had touched the Word who became flesh and tabernacled among us, as is written in John chapter 1, verse 14. But his response was gracious. In Matthew 9, verse 22, he says this, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." Holiness under the old covenant was weak and fragile, liable to be contaminated. The glory of Jesus, then, was that he did what the old covenant could not. He healed, cleansed, and sanctified the sick, unclean, and unholy. Where uncleanness was contagious in the Old Covenant, it is now the holiness of Jesus that is contagious, transforming miserable sinners into radiant children of the Most High God through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. To receive free daily Bible study by email and to receive exclusive Bible study content, new book announcements, and special deals, sign up at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe.